Alyssa London has become somewhat of a spokesperson for her culture. London is the first Tlingit woman to be crowned Miss Alaska USA, and on May 14th, in front of a television audience of millions, London will showcase those roots. Her evening gown for the Miss USA pageant is adorned with Tlingit designs.
When I walk out on stage, it'll be a Tlingit robe with a killer whale, so Duxulwady form line, on the parts that tent out, as the Tlingit robe does. So I'm really excited for that moment, and so there's been a lot of work that's gone into that.
The gown's designer is Joey Galan, and the Tlingit artist Preston Singletary, he's responsible for the killer whale art that adorns it. London hand-selected these two, and she says she's been working for months for that moment to show it off. That work, though, it's not quite over yet.
So over the next couple days, I will go through some rehearsals and training practices in order to make sure that I can effectively perform the gown in 20 seconds.
Showing off months of work in just a few short seconds, it's stressful, London says. What's been the most challenging part about preparing for this competition?
Time management. I've been on a time crunch this whole time, and yeah, it's been hard to rush everything.
London was crowned Miss Alaska USA back in February this year, and she says she's been working and traveling ever since.
In the last few months have been a journey of hosting the Reservation Economic Summit for National Congress of American Indian, Economic Development Council. I've gotten to go and meet with kids at the Alaska Native Medical Center. I've gotten to meet with our state senators in D.C.
She's been on the road a lot, but London says she's found a way to stay healthy. She's proud of her body, posting photos and videos of herself on social media, running on the treadmill or doing squats at the gym.
I'm just trying to debunk the belief that beauty has to be this extreme fake quest. And I'm not even going to have fake nails. And it's going to be me up there. And so I hope that they like that.
If she wins, London would make history. She'd be the first winner from Alaska and the first with Native American or Alaska Native heritage. At stake is more than a crown, though. She's got a message, too.
I'm focusing on empowering women to design the life of their dreams through entrepreneurship, through getting their education, because when you pursue your education, it opens doors for all of the goals that you have for yourself.
Alyssa London will take that message to the national stage at the Miss USA pageant, Sunday, May 14th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Russell.